Dr. Roberts, there are just a few days left now before Woodham is no more, but there is a great deal of work to be done on the academic front and on the physical front of packing up and moving out.
You're right. More work than the average public person would ever realize. But being here in the midst of the storm with the faculty, the teachers, the support staff, everyone, we have a monumental task ahead of us. We're running a school and closing a school simultaneously, with academics and what's best for students being at the forefront of everything. And I will say that right now we are doing a good job of managing both. Teachers are busy packing with the assistance of students, as well as we've just first this time in this district, we've administered the end of subject area exams. In addition, getting students ready to take the end of the semester exams and packing at the same time. And we all seem to be doing a good job of juggling and balancing everything.
I see several boxes in your office, and it's obvious to the visitor that things are changing here because the trophy cases are empty. So things are happening. Talk a little bit more about all that is necessary to move out.
The district meets just about every 10 days with administrators, especially those who are being impacted with the closure. All schools are being impacted with the consolidation aspects of it. But we have a plan that was developed by the district with a timeline in which certain things have got to happen. What we've done here at Woodham was we've come up with a committee, which I chose to call our Closure Consolidation Committee. And we each have various responsibilities to ensure that this process of getting the school closed and making things happen within a timely fashion is happening. Right now, the biggest thing that we're working on is getting the thousands upon thousands of textbooks all barcoded into Destiny and stored so that when the movers arrive to pick them up, they will be able to know where they are, there will be some sense of organization, and that we'll be able to get them to the schools where they will be needed.
Okay, and do you know how many boxes and such you've had to call upon to make this happen?
Right now, today, I know as recently as yesterday, we ordered 100 more boxes. And I would say off the top of my head, we've easily already packed anywhere from 300 to 400 boxes of various things.
Speaking of things, I referred to the empty trophy cases earlier. What is going to happen with the Woodham High School memorabilia?
Well, the trophy cases are empty, as well as the walls have been cleared. All of the memorabilia will be housed as much as we can in our media center. The school has purchased two large display cases, and we're hoping to place as many trophies as we can in most of those. And the remaining trophies, we're going to purchase display boards, and we will take off of those trophies the little metal plates, and then they will be placed on the display boards to be hung in the library.
And there are other things. Did you get a lot of calls from the public regarding the closure and questions about this, that, and the other?
Yes, we did. Not only did we get a lot of phone calls, but living in the age of technology that we're in, I received hundreds upon hundreds of email messages from various community people or people in the community, as well as alumni, just wanting to know what was going to be available or what was going to happen with the trophies and different things that comprise, that make up the history of the school. And did as well as I could to respond to that vast number of emails, but things have tapered now, and I think people are more accepting of the fact that Woodham is closing.
Well, that leads me to my next question, which was about the mood of the place, because when this whole idea surfaced, there was a lot of resistance to it from parents, from students, from teachers.
You are right. And the mood now, we're all professionals in what we do, and most of the teachers have come on board. I'm not going to say we have 100%. No one is happy that Woodham will no longer be Woodham High School. But the teachers are of the mindset that life goes on and this too shall pass. So there's cooperation. We're working together as a team. There are prior to, I would say, a couple of months ago, there was this roller coaster of emotions. There were valleys and peaks, mixed emotions, But together, we're working through all of that. And I would say as a team, our mission is to transition our students from Woodham to the other area local high schools and to do all that we can to make this a successful closure.
Dr. Michael Roberts discussing the final days of Woodham High School. Woodham's last graduation ceremony is Tuesday, May 22nd. I'm Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.